Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 17 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Duke of Earl. Thank you for hanging out with me. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Gary Vaynerchuk. He's the author of the new books called The Thank You Economy. His first book was a bestseller called Crush It. But The Thank You Economy. Gary, welcome back. Thanks again for hanging out with us. What do you mean when you say the thank you economy?
No, thank you represents you're welcome. How can I help you? What can I do for you? I was listening to your last interview. You know, what do you think? It's about listening instead of talking. And it just represents, you know, what's going on in the social media digital revolution we're living through, which is that consumers can be heard. You know, here's a good way to put it. I think this will make you understand where I'm coming from, a little bit based on what you and I were talking about off air just now. It's never been easier to reach the customer than it is today. However, it's never been harder to connect to them. And I think that is a very good analogy of what's going on. You know, good statement. There's so much volume. So what breaks through? Best content? I don't think so. I think what breaks through is people that listen and care most about their community.
Well, here's the thing, and this is one other thing that you talk about in your book. In the previous business model for the marketplace, for marketers and advertisers, they were talking to customers.
Yep.
And customers listened because that's the way things worked. But today,
let me say this point because I don't want it to go unheard. And there weren't that many people talking.
Right, that's a good point.
It was expensive to talk.
But today, people have to cut. Businesses have to listen. They can't do all the talking. They have to listen, don't they?
They have to have a combination of the two. They have to act human. You have to work it the way you work a cocktail party. You can't just talk. You got to listen. You got to interact. You got to engage. You got your moment. And that's a very tough sensibility. It's like going from being the teacher of a classroom to being part of the focus group with your kids. Tough for brands, and they're struggling with it.
But, Gary, I think that, but see, what you just said is why I say that the thank you economy is custom made for small businesses. Big businesses, not so much. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I think the big businesses that crack the code are going to have ridiculous upside.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no question. I think small businesses' DNA is much more. And listen, I come from a small business. It's why it came so natural to me.
Mm-hmm.
Every customer mattered. You got to listen. And so, yeah, absolutely. I agree.
So talk to us some more about some of the elements of the thank you economy. One of the things, it seems to me, is customers have different expectations now than they had before. And even whether you're a small business or a big business, you have to find out what those expectations are and serve them, don't you?
Yeah, and I also think that the book's really heavy on, it's not just about social media. You know, it's like, you know, social media is a piece of the puzzle. Direct mail and SEO and pay-per-click and billboards and radio and whatever you do is great. Understand that you can use social media to layer on top of those components, and that's really an important way to market. It also talks about, you know, the dynamics in the marketplace. You know, just living in 2012 is what I always say.
Right.
You know, it's 2012. Live in it.
I mean, I like what you just said about social media, Gary, because you've really come into prominence using social media in a great and a very effective way, and I've always admired that about how you pull that off. But Gary, I'm the social media heretic. You know, a heretic is a true believer who doesn't like the status
yep.
quo. And I'm the guy who's been saying that in 3 to 5 years we won't even use the term social media. It'll just be how we go to market. What do you think?
Yeah, I definitely think that the word will evolve. I mean, really, social media is just an extension of what we used to call Web 2.0. Remember
yeah,
that?
Yeah.
And I think it'll evolve. I think, you know, mobile's going to change that, cloud marketing. I mean, there'll be a million things that I could turn into. All we're talking about here is the maturity of the Internet itself, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the Internet itself is just getting older. It's evolving. It's still a baby.
But it's empowering customers.
Oh, absolutely.
That's the essence to me of the thank you economy.
How about this? empowering human beings.
I mean, this
stuff is turning over governments in the Middle East.
Right.
Of course it's impacting
business. Well said. So what are some of the other things? One of the things that I think, Gary, that a lot of small business owners are really challenged with is finding an effective social media strategy. Help them with that.
Yeah, I think social media, you know, I don't think it's about strategies and tactics. It's about understanding that it's a way of life. It's, you know, using social media is kind of like using a fax machine or email or a newspaper, you know, article that you can write each week. You know, it's a way to talk. It's a way to listen. The strategy is this, very simply. You can use things like search.twitter, where you can search what people are talking about based on your genre. I typed in the word wine. I saw people talking about wine. I started engaging it. Or you can use it as an opportunity to listen to people and just respond to them. You could be a newscaster or you could be a journalist. A journalist writes something. So if you want to create content, push it out, God bless. A newscaster just social commentates on top of what actually has happened. And I think that is a really interesting way to look at, you know, social media, especially if you use Tumblr. Tumblr is a site that I'm very bullish on.
Say that again, Tumblr?
Yep, Tumblr. It is one of the fastest growing sites on the internet. I would call it the number three player.
Wow.
Right now in
Tumblr.com?
Yes, sir. It's in between blogging and Twitter.
Interesting.
Everybody should Google it, not just to sign up for it, but like Google it to read about what Tumblr is.
Check it out, folks. If Gary Vaynerchuk, I think he just gave you a tip, folks, so pay attention to that. When we come back, Gary, give us your website, please.
Sure. Why don't you just send everybody to Facebook.com/Gary, because that's an opportunity for me to
Facebook.com/Gary. How about that, folks? How about that for an address? Quick break, 10 till, Gary Vaynerchuk and I will be right back. When we come back, I'm going to ask Gary about mobile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.